All right, Shavuot said, good morning. Let's begin. It's wonderful. We have, what do we have today? We have 2 days of Mesilas Yesharim before we, you need a lifetime of Mesilas Yesharim, but we have 2 days. Okay, take what we can get in Meretz Hashem. So as we're picking up on Perek Yud Aleph, we actually started Perek Yud Aleph, which is the Midah of Nikios. We didn't get too far in, so I figured it's been a little while. So let's begin at the beginning of the parak again. Midah beprate, midas hanakia. So we'll say, so remember again, of course, on a most basic level, nikios means cleanliness. So what are we referring to over here? So prate midas hanakios rabim heimaot. So the Mechaber writes that the details of the midah of nikios are voluminous. Many, many details related to nikios. V'hinam. So the truth is, of course, on the most basic level, we're speaking about spiritual cleanliness. So on a basic level, page Tzadik Zayin, in the edition that we're using, Perek Yud Aleph. So remember, on a basic level, so we know that what does Nikios mean? A cleanliness from what? A cleanliness from sin. So when thinking about the Midah of cleanliness, Bepashtos it would apply to every single prohibition, to every single avera. Ki amnam inyan amida kvar marti, shu lios naki mikol anfei haaveras. The idea is that I want to be clean, right? I want to be. It's very beautiful that we're starting this on the day after Yom Kippur, because you know that euphoric feeling that you feel after Yom Kippur is an incredible euphoric feeling, which is that. I'm sorry?
Cleansed.
You feel lighter. You feel just happy. Okay, of course we feel hungry. We feel dull. And I'm saying this, leaving all that aside, you just feel different. You know, I mentioned this in a different shiur, so maybe you heard it online. But last Shabbos Shuva, so we're saying, after davening, people were saying good Shabbos, and a little boy, Nathaniel Getz came over. Daniel Getz, his son, came over to say good Shabbos. I said, Nathaniel, I said, tell me, what did you do tshuva? Did you do tshuva? So he looks at me and he says, no. He said, no. I said, why not? He said, I don't have anything to do tshuva for. And he said, but I did a little bit of tshuva just in case. I did a little bit of tshuva just in case. And I realized, like, wow, can you imagine being like, and he wasn't kidding, he was right. He has nothing to do tshuva for. I thought, I'm sorry? Biddly it? But he was also the MS, like, as a little boy, he's like, I didn't do anything. There's nothing really that I did that warrants any kind of tshuva. So it was startling to me because, I mean, I meet a lot of people who tell me they don't have to do tshuva, but that's a different issue, right? it was incredible for me to hear this. But yet, if you think about it, last night, hopefully still by this morning, we're in the same matzav, right? Baruch Hashem, there's nothing to do tshuva for yet. Right? To be in that state of purity, to be in that state of cleanliness, to be in that state of nikios, is such an incredible thing. And the truth is, halavai we should be zochet to maintain it. So therefore, again, he says that nikios is lios nakimi kol anfei haaveros, to be clean from any vestige of sin. V'ulam, v'afal pi shebechol haaveros mishtadl hayetzahara lahachti es ha'adam. And even though, again, the yetzahara, right, we have our inclination and proclivities to do all different types of haaveros, kvar yesh mehem sha'ateva mechamdom yoser. There are certain averus that the nature of man desires more. Ubahen mara lo yoser heterim. So what the Ramchal does is like this. Obviously, the midah of nikios in its essence applies to every prohibition. Right? I want to be naki, I want to be cleansed from every avera. But that's not what we focus on over here in this particular chapter. The focus over here ultimately are with the averos that people struggle with because they are mora heter. Mora heter means I justify it. I make excuses for it. There's a better word for it for mora heter. Rationalize. Thank you. I rationalize. Right? I rationalize. So again, whereas the midah of nikios applies to all averos, I want to be cleansed and clear from all averos. We're making a specific focus on the things that people tend to rationalize, overlook, explain away. Al Kain, he says, Kukvar Yishmem Shatev Mechamdon Yoser, Ubahen Maralu Yoser Terim. Asher Al Kain, Yitztarech Bahen Yoser Chizuk, Lenatzeach Asitro. So these averas, which often I rationalize and explain away, and I'm more a heter, they require additional strengthening to overcome my yetzer, olehinakos min hachit, and to be cleansed from sin. Dechin amru zichron levracha, gezel va'arayas, nafsho shel adam mechamdasan umis avalahan. And two things specifically that the Gemara points out as two areas of systemic weakness in all of us, or I shouldn't say all of us, in the majority of people, is gezel, theft, arayos, immorality. Now, as we're going to see, theft and immorality, so you'll say, when you say immorality, it's chas v'shalom, and engage, because we think of immorality like the Kriyas HaTorah by Yom Kippur Mincha, right, of the forbidden relationships. So hopefully we're avoiding those. Of course, there's certain areas of immorality that we wouldn't touch, but we're going to see that Lamaisa, there are other areas of immorality that we struggle with, and that often, unfortunately, we transgress. Same thing with gezel. These are two weak spots in the religious behavior of most people that either, again, as we're going to see, sometimes we do things, we don't even realize that they're usr, and at other times, we might know that it's usr, but at the end of the day, I rationalize. So let's go weiter. Behine, paragraph base. Vini anachnu roem. Even though most people are not thieves. Now, what he calls ganavim begal, what's it? What are ganavim begaloi? Right, and often a thief. Right, a person is not like, you know, a person. I'm not taking someone's wallet. Right, I'm not breaking into someone's house and stealing their whatever. Stealing their stuff. Right, dahinu sheyishluchu yad mamish b'mamun chaverim. I would never, chas v'shalom, actively take the mamon of my friend. Lakachas v'loshu mechileim, afapikein, rubam toamim tam gneva. Most people get a taste of gneva. Where? B'masom umatonam. In business. In business. B'mashi yoru heter la'atzmam, lehistaker ishbef seido shel chavero. So sometimes one of the greatest challenges in business is to go ahead and enrich myself at the expense of the other, and to justify that practice by calling it business, right? But if I call, sometimes again, I do something that I know in my heart may not be correct, but I say this is the way business is done. Business is not always pretty. Business is not always easy. So I'm more a heter to do certain things a certain way because it's business. V'yomru, and they'll say, page tzadik ches, l'arviach shayni. You know, making a profit is different. Right? There's a shulchan aruch for life, and there's a shulchan aruch for business. Right? In the shulchan aruch for life, I'm very honest and very nice and very wonderful. In the shulchan aruch for business, you have to be a bit more cutthroat in order to be successful. V'ulam, lavim harbe nemru megezel. But yet again, we forget sometimes that there are many, many lavim, many prohibitions that are said ultimately by theft. For example, lo signal, don't steal, lo sigzol, lo sashok, lo sechachashu, lo sechakri ishba mito, al tonu ishes ochiv, lo sasigvure acha. So again, we're not going to go through all these, but he's giving for illustrative purposes how many lavim there are with misappropriation of funds. He says, "Hein kol ele chiluki dinim lo sasik vureecha, hein kol ele chiluki dinim shebegezel, kol ele maisim rabim min hamaisim anasim bechlal amasa v'amatan hamadini v'kulam yisurim rabim." So just says the mechaber. Sometimes we just have to be careful, because sometimes, again, just in the pursuit, and also there may even be what the mechaber is pointing out over here is there may be even certain things that may be quote unquote even acceptable. Like there might be certain things that in the Welt might be okay. But at the end of the day, it's not something that I should do. It's something I have to be vigilant about. Ki lo ha-ma'asa ha-nikar u-mefursam, ba-oshek u-begezel hu levado ha-asar. So we'll say, because it's very important, and we're going to get into this just for a few more minutes. Because at the end of the day, he says, it's not just an obvious act of theft that is asar. Ela kol she-sof sof yagia ela v'yigram oso. So we'll say anything that ultimately, again, leads to theft, right, a gezel in some form, is also going to be usr. So not only an actual act of theft, But anything that leads to theft could also be usr. And also he says something amazing. This is incredible. Va'al inyon ze amru zichron levracha. So the Gemara of Masechet Sanhedrin quotes the pasuk from Yechezkel. Ve'es eishes re'ehu lo time. So the Navi's telling us that a person, also listen to this, that a person has to be careful not to go ahead and defile his friend's wife. What does that mean? Shelo yered lo umnos chavero. And we'll say what it means is, you shouldn't adversely impact someone's parnasa. That's how the Navi Yechezkel, when the Navi Yechezkel warns Jews to be honest with each other, right? And not chas v'shalom to go ahead and negatively impact one another's business dealings. It calls it ves eshes re'ehu lo timei. Don't defile your friend's wife. That's how Chazal understand taking away someone's parnasa. Because just like a person's marriage is intimate to them, so ultimately a person's parnasa is very special and close to them as well. Don't take away another person's parnasa. This is incredible. Rabbi Yehuda used to ask the shopkeepers, Shelo yechalik klayos ve'egozim litinokos. He would prohibit the shopkeepers to go ahead and distribute nuts, right? Nuts and roasted grain kernels to the kids. So I say, so apparently the particular chenveni used to give out incentives, right? He would give out free treats, right? Who wouldn't go for free roasted grain kernels, right? Times have changed a little bit, but you understand me? So Yehuda said, you can't do that. You can't do that. Now, the truth is, I just want to point out, don't learn out halacha lemaisa from this. Because the truth is, these are fascinating discussions in general about what you're permitted to do. Meaning, halacha believes in capitalism. Let's put that on the record. We believe in capitalism, right? And we believe ultimately, again, in free markets. And competition is always good. So be clear on that. But there's sometimes unfair competition. There's unfair advantages. That's what halacha tries to go ahead and really address. So So Rabbi Huda said to the Chenvini, you can't distribute the roasted grains and the different things. The rabbis allowed it. Why did the rabbis allow it? Because just as Chenvini number one could do it, Chenvini number two could do it also. Everybody could do it if they want to. He goes on, he says, Kasha gezel hedyot mi gezel gavoa. Furthermore, again, the Gemara says that gezel hedyot, right? Gezel hedyot means stealing from another common person is even more strict than stealing from the Beis HaMikdash. What's that incredible? We just finished Maseches Me'ila yesterday, right? We saw so many different halachos, ultimately concerning misappropriation from the Beis HaMikdash. As bad as it is to steal from the Beis HaMikdash, it's even worse to steal from an individual. Top of Tzadik Tes. Shezeh hikdin chet le'me'ila. Ukvar patra, this is incredible. Ukvar patras apolim ha'osim itzel balabayis, mi birchas ha'motzi, umi brachos achronos di birchas ha'mazon. And I will say, if you are a laborer and you are working for someone, Chazal patered you from ha'motzi, Chazal patered you from bracha achrona, and Chazal patered you from benching. Why? Why? Because you are on someone else's time. I will say, it's incredible. Vafilu b'kriyashma. And even Kriyashma, the license was only for a worker to recite the first paragraph. Kavachomer ben Benoshel Kavachomer ledivrei harishus shekol schir yom aser bohen shelo levatal melachto shabal abayis v'im avar hare ze gazlon. So we'll say, here you see the Gemara telling us that Allah, if you're on someone else's clock, you don't have a right to take care of your own business on someone else's time. If I'm getting paid to do a job, whether I'm a laborer or a professional, if I'm being employed to do a job and I'm getting a salary to do a job, to use that time to take care of other things, that's gezel. That's theft. Now, if you ask a person, why are you being such a ganav? So you're going to say, chas v'shalom, I'm not a ganav. This is what Ram Chal is talking about. He's talking about things that we do that we don't even realize. Right, border on gezel. We don't even realize it. Yet again, how common is it for people when they're on the clock to take care of their own things? One more piece of us, and then we'll stop. It's a short daf. Hine Abba Chilkiah. And everyone needs Mesilas Yesharim. Everyone needs Mesilas Yesharim. Here, Abba Chilkia, I've also said this incredible Gemara. Abba Chilkia, afilu shalom, lo heishav l'tamidi chachamim, shenasnu lo shalom, shelo li batal mimaleches re'ehu. I've also said this is the famous Gemara in Meseches Tainis. Abba Chilkia was the grandson of Choni HaMa'agel. You know the story of Choni HaMa'agel, drawing the circle, davening for rain. He had a son, Abba Chilkia, who also was an incredible tzaddik, who also was able to daven for rain. I would say this is an incredible thing. I'll just say this very quickly. So there was a drought. They sent two Talmidei Chacham from the Beis Medrash to Abba Chilkia to ask Abba Chilkia to daven for rain. They went to Abba Chilkia's house. He wasn't there. Where was he? He was in the field. He was working. I would say Abba Chilkia was a day laborer. He was a day laborer. That's not like a euphemism for an accountant, right? I'm saying like he was mamish, like he was working the land. He was a hired hand on someone's farm. He was so poor that he didn't even own his own clothing. He had borrowed clothing. It's an incredible story in and of itself, because sometimes we think that our professions are the exemptions. It's a patur. I'm not obligated to be a Talmud Chacham because I am a professional. I'm not obligated to be a gadol because I have a day job. Being a gadol are for people without day jobs, right? If I have a day job, I don't have to be a gadol. And I would say, Abba Chilkia worked harder than any of us work. He was mamish, a laborer. And yet, again, he was one of the greatest people of his generation. Just such an incredible, incredible thing. So the point of this will have to stop. So the Gemara says, Abba Chilkia, when they came to greet him in the field, they said to him, Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Umori. And he didn't respond. And they thought it was so strange. So they waited till he finished work. On the way back, they walked him back home. And he did a lot of strange stuff over the course of that day that they didn't understand. So when they walked back, one of the first questions they asked him was, when we said Shalom to you, why didn't you respond? And he said, because I am a laborer. I am a hired hand. And for me to respond shalom to you while I'm working for someone else distracts me from the work at hand and would be gezel and would be theft. So ultimately, we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up here. So as we begin to see, again, examples of what the Ramchal is talking about, by the midah of nikios, by just these little things that people wouldn't necessarily think are gezel, but yet at the end of the day, unfortunately, are transgressed all too often. Sorry?
Receive a text.
The text? But these things are distractions. Yeah. It's,